What's Happalachianin? And welcome back to another episode of What's Happalachianin. This is Gabe Roush with
Cody Greathouse.
And it's good to be back again.
15 minutes later.
From the previous one we recorded.
Typically, it's funny because sometimes Gabe and I'll sit and we'll be like, you know, we'll... And again, you know, it goes along with the last episode we recorded, just how conversational this is. There are times that we'll be mid-conversation about something. We're like...
Stop what the F you're saying.
Dude.
We need to record.
We got to record this.
Yeah.
And we'll just pick up where we left off and we'll discuss it. And it is what it is. And it was funny because we had just gotten done recording that episode and we just get on a random tangent. I think it started with school lunch. And yeah, we were talking about school lunch.
We were talking about food truck menus.
Yeah. And like how you walk into the food truck and like if you see a menu that's overwhelming, like you're less apt to...
Yeah, as a consumer, a non-food truck owner, like I see a truck that has select items, less than 12 that seem to be more specialized than that, I'm more apt to order from that rather than someone that has a full menu with 30 things.
Yeah, like a plethora.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we got kicked off on.
Yeah, and so, you know, we started talking and led into school lunch, and we talked about school lunch, and like, I'm not going to lie, I'm a guy that... And you know, burn me at the stake for it, listeners. But, like, I like instant mashed potatoes.
And
we had talked about that.
Idaho instant mashed potatoes. Like,
yeah.
That's kind of my quick jam.
And I'm not going to lie. Like, I'd take it over homemade mashed potatoes. Like, and I know a lot of people won't, probably Gabe included. But, like.
Hell no, I won't.
I like my instant mashed potatoes.
I make the best mashed potatoes you've ever had. I'm going to make them for you.
Okay.
And I learned it from my mom.
All right. I'm good with it. Like, there is something about an instant mashed potato that to me, like, it just tastes good. I don't know.
It's just cheap.
Cheap piece of shit quality.
Well, we still like Taco Bell.
McDonald's. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's just a good...
I agree.
I don't know.
I like instant mashed potatoes. I'm not going to knock instant mashed potatoes.
No, I know. But, you know, we had that discussion, and then we got into the discussion of, you know, breakfast foods. And
yeah.
Gabe is not a Brenner type of guy. Now,
belongs at breakfast.
Right. And, you know.
I will take that to my grave. People will burn me at the stake for that.
Right. You know, for those of you that don't know what Brenner is,
it is breakfast during
dinner time. And we started talking about it. And like, I'm not a big, you know, Brenner guy either, but I will. I'm not mad if we do have it.
It's funny because you look at me like I'm a son of a bitch.
The first time you told me that, I was like, damn, dude. Like, you know, I eat fried potatoes for dinner, or like eggs.
That's different.
Or like,
fried potatoes are universal.
Okay, but I'm like, dude, you're not going to eat an egg or like bacon or
if
sausage.
It's on something.
Like
if it's on something,
I don't know. Like I'm not mad about Brenner. Now we don't do it often. You know what I mean? We don't do it often.
Alyssa wishes we would do it more.
I believe that. But I was just like, you know, Brenner doesn't bother me. Gabe is dead set against it.
Yeah. Burn me at the stake.
I am a type of guy. There's gonna be a lot of steaks burned here, and I, you know, smell burning flesh apparently because like I don't like sweets for breakfast. Like.
Surprising.
We were talking about
looking at your physique.
Jesus. God.
I'm right there behind you.
That surprised me, you fat ass. For you to eat sweets day and night.
I mean,
so I just
call a spade a spade.
I'm just like, damn, Gabe, that threw me off. Shit. No, I'm just like, I don't like sweets for breakfast. Like, a donut, I can't go out and get a donut. I will every once in a while. You know, once a week.
But I'm in a pinch.
I'm just kidding.
I'm in a pinch.
Yeah, I don't do donuts. Like, I don't do...
You're not a fan of pancakes.
It's not that I'm not a fan. I will definitely eat them. But it's like...
I don't like the pancakes with, like, all the extras. Like, the whipped cream and, like, the chocolate drizzle.
Yeah, like,
I... And all that. I like just pancakes with butter... and syrup.
Or waffle. Like, I'm down with a waffle. You know what I mean? I'm
with syrup and butter. Yeah.
Right. Syrup and butter, that's as far as I'm going. Like, but I'm going to pair it with something salty. What about salty. Crepes? Never had a crepe.
You never had a crepe?
Why are you rolling your R like that?
Just because, I don't know. I feel like you had to.
Why did you do that? Just
a crepe?
Dude, you looked at me in the most American Appalachian way. You're like, you mean to tell me you never had a crepe? Exactly. What did like, what? Why did you just roll your R at me like I'm some uncultured swine?
Trying to pretend to be pretentious.
God. You mean to tell me you've never had a clip in your life?
That's the way you came out. Anyways, it's like a sweet cream cheese filled like thin pancake wrap.
I was like, okay,
you wouldn't like it for breakfast because it's a sweet. Well, anyways,
it wouldn't mean that I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, but I know, like, but it's not what we like go for on the menu.
So you know, we kept discussing this, and you know, I'm with Gabe. I don't like the whipped cream, the chocolate, like I don't even like chocolate chip pancakes. You know what I mean?
I could do chocolate chip, and I can maybe do blueberry, but like
blueberry's another one.
Like people start putting like all like the stuff on top. Like that's too much.
It's overkill. And I told Gabe, I said the best breakfast that from my childhood, and maybe it's nostalgia, maybe it's you know, but the taste was always there. It was, you know, it was. Beef gravy and toast, and you know, others would notice SOS, shit on a shingle, whatever you call it. Like, that was to me, like, that was just a good breakfast.
It is a good breakfast.
Throw some toast in the toaster, like, mom would cook up some beef gravy, and it was
like good, like, chip beef out of the glass jar. Yeah,
it was clutch, like, it was just a good taste. Mom would just be like, how many pieces of toast you want? Like, shit, hit me with the whole loaf. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
that's the thing. Like, I like any, like, breakfast gravy over toast.
Yeah.
I mean, sausage gravy over a biscuit, anyways, is fantastic. That's
I agree.
One of my go-tos is sausage gravy and biscuit.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's one of my – it's a staple.
Yeah. And it's a simple thing. I prefer my breakfast to be simple for whatever reason.
No, I do too. I don't want
to like hearty enough that I don't have to eat a lot to get it to stick to my ribs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I think you use the key word there, like hearty. I want something. Give me, you know, like growing up, my grandmother would always make toast, eggs, and bacon.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. So, we're in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a renowned breakfast place here. But I do have this question, and I will not be judging you. Where do you prefer to order biscuits and gravy from?
McDonald's.
Dude, same.
Yeah.
Fucking, shoot.
Yeah.
Freaking same. F-ing
same. McDonald's. I think, we come from West Virginia, and we have Tudor's here, and Tudor's is great.
Yeah.
I love Tudor's. I think, and we had this discussion too, like, their biscuits are great. Yeah, I love their biscuits.
They're so big, though, for biscuits and gravy.
I feel like, again, and we had talked about this, too, about the food truck with the buns. Like, I feel like a lot of the times the biscuit takes away from the overall taste of the sandwich. There's a lot of biscuit there.
You don't taste what it's about.
Right. You don't taste the, you know, if you get a sandwich like, I'm trying to think, like the Thundering Herd, which is, I think it's, biscuit, hash brown, I want to say egg, and sausage. And that's just what I get if I go through Tudor's. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a lot of biscuit, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And cheese.
I mean, it tastes good, but like.
And it's good. It is great. But
when it comes to biscuits and gravy for me, I know the biscuit is a integral part.
It is. I agree.
To it, but like, I don't want it to be
it's important.
Like, I don't want like a half cup of gravy on the top of a giant cake of biscuit.
No, I agree. I want to taste the gravy.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's where McDonald's, I
like petite biscuits.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because they're petite. Dude, yeah, I will say as much as I do like McDonald's gravy for their biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
Alyssa and her mom make the best. I'm going to interrupt you.
Their biscuits aren't bad either.
No, you know, Tudor's
make it. Oh, yeah. Tudor's has a great biscuit. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah. For sandwich biscuits, yes.
But, like, McDonald's biscuits aren't bad either. And I know those aren't, you know, Tudor's advertised it as made from scratch biscuits. And is it? I don't know. I've never worked at Tudor's. I don't know. But
I'd assume that it would be.
McDonald's biscuits are not bad.
They're really not. They taste good. I can go ham on some biscuits from
McDonald's. Oh, I do too. I always get an extra biscuit.
Yeah.
Look at my physique. You know what I mean? Like, it's just
what it is. You're pretty well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
But non-ordered out from a restaurant, gravy, sausage gravy, Alyssa and her mom, or her mom's recipe or whatever, bar none is my favorite.
Yeah.
Like, it's just typical breakfast gravy, but, like, while they're cooking, and, of course, they have their coffee, because you drink coffee in the morning. Like, they splash coffee in, they splash, they sprinkle in a little bit of red pepper flakes.
Yeah.
And which is your normal sausage gravy mix, and it just, it's special to me. I think it's delicious.
No, I agree.
I think I'm down to, I mean, I can't agree, but, like, I want to try it. You will agree.
Well, yeah, I'm down to try it.
Like, we'll do breakfast tomorrow, and I'll be like, Alyssa, I want to store real
coffee
quick.
In that shit.
Yeah. It makes a difference. I can't describe the difference that it makes, but it does make a difference. But that's always like the integral part. And it could just be almost like a tradition thing. Just like, I don't know. You don't really taste the coffee.
No, of course.
You're just like, oh, let's splash it in. Yeah. Breakfast time.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that's what we were talking about too. Like biscuit wise, my grandmother always made biscuits. They were smaller. They were small biscuits. Probably, I don't even know what to compare them to, Gabe. Maybe like they're not like a hockey puck because that's like big. Smaller like a, God, I don't even know what to compare them to. I mean, they were just smaller biscuits, and they're not your typical size biscuit that you normally get. You know what I mean? At a restaurant anywhere.
I don't mind small biscuits.
No, dude, they were great. They were great. And my mom had worked her butt off leading up to when my grandmother passed away. Like, she was trying to perfect that recipe, and she finally got it. And I haven't had those biscuits in, man, probably 6 to 8 years, I would say. So that this just us talking about, like, it just brings back, you know, that whole taste. And just, dude, those biscuits are so good. But we didn't talk about this. My grandmother also made tomato gravy back in the day.
Tomato gravy. I remember you talking about this before. I don't think that I've had tomato gravy.
I hate it.
I've heard it.
My whole family loved it. And if you hated it.
What is tomato gravy?
It's just like, I couldn't even tell you, to be honest. Like, it was just one of these homemade things that she just made because, you know, my brother and I are the only two that never liked tomato gravy. But, like,
really?
My whole family loved it.
I would do it.
I think it's like a gravy with, it's literally just a tomato based.
Obviously, tomato's the base.
Gravy? I don't know.
Just throw, like, flour in with that?
Yeah, kind of creamy. I guess so.
I could do that. Here's why, is because one of my favorite meals growing up, and this is like, I'm going to call it a poor man's meal, because my dad would make this all the time when he would make dinner because it was easy.
Yeah.
But he would just take stewed tomatoes is what he called.
Yeah.
So stewed tomatoes out of the can.
Yeah.
All right. Toss it into literally a pot, a saucepan or whatever.
Yeah.
Put it on. He would just break white Heiner's bread up.
Yeah.
Pour a little bit of sugar on top. Stir that up. And it's delicious.
Maybe that's kind of what...
It sounds similar.
It's obviously not the same. I think it's similar to that. But it's more
flour,
like homemade.
Not, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Have you ever had stewed tomatoes? What I'm talking about?
I'm not a big tomato guy.
Bless America.
I'm not a big tomato guy. Like,
who are you?
I'll tell you one of my favorite things, though. I'm not going to lie. Okay, hear me out. I just said I'm not a big tomato guy, but, like, here recently, I can take a garden fresh tomato slice it, throw some salt on top, and have at it.
Add a little pepper in it.
And be okay. Yeah, and pepper. I'll throw pepper.
Love fresh tomatoes.
I'll take a cherry tomato, pop it in my mouth, eat it, no big deal. So maybe it's grown on me. It's funny how your taste buds change as you get older.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, before, like, tomatoes were never enticing me. Like, I just wasn't a big tomato. But now, like, I can slice a tomato up and salt, pepper it, and eat it perfectly fine.
That's the best part about summer, man.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I always remember my parents being like, there's a big difference between store-bought tomatoes and, like, homegrown. And, like,
you don't get that until you're an adult. That, though. Yeah.
I can see that, though. Like, there is a big difference.
Best locally grown tomatoes, I'll tell you right now. They look like picture perfect, and they're local.
Yeah.
Picture perfect, no matter what. Grits out of Putnam County.
Yeah.
No matter when you buy them from them, and they are grown in Putnam County.
Well, and Grits is picture big, perfect. Too.
Yeah, great tomatoes.
It's going to segue into during the fall time.
Oh, yeah.
If our listeners have children or whatever, even if you don't have kids, like, to hell with it, like, go to Grits Farm. They have a banging ass setup down there for things that your kids
great
can
fall
do.
Festival.
Things that you can do. Grits has everything. It's awesome. Top notch.
This is not a pay promotion.
And it's not. It's just...
we believe in what they do.
Yeah.
No, but back to the tomato conversation. I love tomatoes. Always love summer tomatoes.
That's something you've always liked.
Oh, yeah. Well, I grew up with my grandparents and parents canning every summer.
Yeah.
So they would juice the tomatoes. I would just grab the pulp out of when it would juice, and I would just eat the pulp.
Yeah.
Like, always, always, always loved a tomato.
Yeah. See, I never did. But again, like I said, now I do. You know, I'm not a big ketchup guy. You know, I know tomatoes and ketchup are different. I know. But, like, I'm not a big condiment guy with ketchup. But now I'm starting to come on to, like, I've never liked mayonnaise.
I feel like we kind of turned you on to mayonnaise.
But now I'm starting to come on to mayonnaise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
mayonnaise is good. If it's used properly. It is. If condiments are used properly.
Yeah.
They save the world.
There's one condiment I will never use, and I will never, ever get over my hatred of the kind of mustard. I hate mustard.
Like, no matter what type of mustard, or just strictly
now
yellow
we
mustard.
Now, on our food truck, we have, because we do smoke bologna, so, like, we have a hot pepper mustard.
Yeah, pepper mustard.
Never tried it, because I just, Gabe, I'm telling you, like.
Son.
I'm going to tell you, there was one time, I'll never forget it. It
what
was Easter
caused
Sunday.
This trauma?
I'm going to tell you right now. Easter Sunday. Dude, I don't even know why I remember this. I was probably like 8 years old, man. I'm not lying. I remember going to my grandmother's kitchen. And my family loved her deviled eggs. Loved her deviled eggs. I'm like, yeah, those look good. You know what I mean? I never tried one. I go up, I grab one, thinking that yellow filling is going to be, you know, like a yolk that you taste. It's like creamier. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because
my mouth, my taste buds were prepared for like a yolk.
Just a bland taste?
No.
I mean, just a bland, just a bland yolk.
Yeah, just, well, I mean.
I don't mean that like in a negative connotation. Like, just like
you were expecting by a shitty, no, like, I'm just kidding. No, I was expecting by in like a seasoned, yeah, like a creamy yolk, just a fluffy, I don't know, like my taste buds were expecting something completely different. When I bit into that, man, I was like, what the F is this? There's mustard in that. Never knew it.
That was the first time you ever had a deviled egg?
Yeah.
And that ruined you for mustard?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That one singular bite of...
For life.
That is the least traumatic thing I've ever heard.
What do you mean? Dude, when you bite into
something... Did you vomit?
Yeah.
You vomited from taking a bite?
I went to the bathroom and threw up.
Shut up.
I swear to God, on my life, on my wife's life, on anything holy to me, I went straight to the bathroom and just spit it out.
Was grandma just a little extra with the mustard or something? Was everybody else still just like gobbling them down? Because, like.
Yeah. I mean, everybody ate it. It's just like the tomato gravy. Like, everybody in my family loves tomato gravy. And I'm like, this tastes like shit. I don't like it.
Everybody else in the family is like, I love these deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Except for you.
Like, I don't like these.
And you threw up.
I threw up one time.
Man.
There's too much mustard. And my grandma was like, there's not even that much mustard. And I'm like, I know that, but like it's mustard. I don't like mustard. I can't do mustard.
Okay, so clearly the egg was not the traumatic experience of why you don't like mustard.
No, the mustard in the egg is why I didn't like mustard.
But why didn't you like mustard?
I don't know. I just think it's a nasty taste. I don't know. Like, I'm telling you, that moment, because my taste
buds were prepared. Let's get past yellow mustard. Because now...
Well, I've never had anything other than yellow mustard, because my mind is set on it. I'm going to eat something with mustard on it.
Not all mustards are created equally.
Okay.
Have you ever had hot pepper butter?
I can't say I have.
I'm going to have to get some from the house. It's mustard based. And I know you, and I know you would love it.
Okay. I mean, I bet I probably would. Like I trust you.
Brown mustard. Have you had brown mustard?
Never had brown mustard. Not a chance.
Why? It does not taste anything like yellow mustard.
Does it taste like mustard? It is a mustard.
I'm trying to understand what you're asking, by the
way. I just think mustard tastes like shit.
Is there a vinegar taste to it? I mean, it tastes a little... There's vinegar taste.
I don't know how to explain it. I just think
it mustard tastes like feces. Butthole. Does not taste like butthole.
I just don't like mustard. So, like, brown mustard. You know, if you sit me in front of brown mustard, like, what are you going to put the mustard on? Maybe.
I
have been enticed by...
Like a German sausage.
That might be okay. I'm not going to lie.
I'm not going to put it on, like, French fries.
No, but I've been enticed on the food truck when we sell our smoked bologna. I've been enticed to, like, make a smoked bologna sandwich and throw a little hot pepper mustard on there because I guarantee you it's probably not going to taste like mustard. It's going to taste more of the peppery side of things.
I guarantee that your guys' hot pepper mustard is what I would call hot pepper butter.
Yeah.
Which is a thicker...
It is.
Essentially mustard.
Chunky, kind of, with your peppers in there. I've actually, like... With that, I've wanted to try the hot pepper mustard. I've just never mustered up the...
well played,
I've never mustered up the courage to go try it.
Like hot pepper mustard / hot pepper butter.
Yeah.
I like to take even just Tostitos chips.
Dip it in there? Does it taste like yellow mustard?
No.
Now, the brief pause is before you said no...
Well, I'm not gonna lie to you. I want to think.
Well,
this
I know you're gonna give me the best.
Is it there? Yes, but that's not what you like recognize.
Okay. Because if I get a burger, like they do my, we went to McDonald's last week and they put everything on my burger. Now, pickles I'm good with, ketchup I'm good with, onion I'm good with, lettuce I don't think they put lettuce on it, but mustard was on there. I'm like, tell with this, like not a chance.
Yeah.
Can't do it. Everything else I can. I don't know. Mustard is just...
Even on a cheeseburger.
Not a chance. Now, mayonnaise? Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is the point now, and you met me in 2015. Like, I hated mayonnaise. And now, like, I'll lather my burger in mayonnaise.
That's why I think I can change your mind on some mustards. I'm not saying that yellow mayonnaise? Mustard is all in all. Like, French's mustard is mustard.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm telling you, on some of, like, the good mustards.
Yeah.
The good German mustard.
Yeah.
I can change your mind.
I'll tell you, and I'm stepping away from the mustard talk for a second. I was traumatized as a kid because I had a mom, not my mom, a mother of a friend that I was staying at their house, made grilled cheese with mayonnaise.
Oh, instead of, like, butter on the...
Yes, but she put mayonnaise, like, as the base of, you know, to fry the bread with.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
See, I am now. But, because you can't tell, but the mistake she made was she put mayonnaise on top of the cheese, too.
Ugh.
Oh, dude, it was bad. It was so bad.
I don't know whose mom that was, but I'm sorry.
Sick, man. I bit into it.
This is whoever. I'm sorry.
Dude, you look at the cross section of that sandwich, and it was bread, white cheese, bread. And I was like, mm-mm. No sorry, Bob.
I can't do that, dude.
It scarred me, dude. And I was like,
I don't like it for the outside for just regular.
And as a kid, you were probably like, I can only imagine the way you're wired because we're similar in this aspect. Like, you go to a friend's house.
Or you're going
to
eat what they give
you. And they cook you food.
Yeah.
Dude, I took a bite out of that mayonnaise, shot in my mouth. I was like, what? This is a grilled cheese sandwich, for Christ's sake. Like, how can he mess this up? She put mayonnaise. Like, literally, I bet it in cross-section was white. and yellow.
I remember one time.
It was bad, dude. And she was like, what's wrong? You not like it? I'm like, I'm not really that hungry. But, like, dude, I was starving, man. I was so hungry.
And it was just,
Oh, man. Later on when they went to bed, I was like, I got to get some snacks.
I remember one time. I was literally 5 years old. And this is one of my memories. This is funny, though. This is between, like, the time that my dad was building the house that I mostly grew up in. We moved out of the house that I was born in. I spent the first 3 or 4 years of my life in. So while dad was building the house that I would later grow up in, we lived in a trailer in Mason. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I mean, obviously my parents are trying to build a house. Yeah. And my mom was like, all right, mac and cheese. And I take a bite and I'm like, this tastes off. He's like, well, I didn't have any milk, so I just used mayonnaise.
No. Oh, no. No.
I'm like, Mom, I remember this distinctly.
No way. Yeah. No way. Milk and mayonnaise aren't even close.
I mean, it was literally just like Kraft mac and cheese. Mom's just thinking, like, I need something to make this creamier. And, like,
God, there's some butter in there.
A dollop of.
It was,
And maybe my memory's off, but like that's what I recall as 5 years old.
Dude, that makes me
the next day I went to the kindergarten school in Hartford.
God, yeah. I'm just telling you, there are moments in life.
Can you imagine dolloping? in like Kraft mac and cheese, and to be honest, I know it wasn't Kraft mac and cheese because it was probably from Save a Lot. Because we were putting everything in our family to the house. Yeah. Understandably, right, I don't blame them.
I don't blame them at all.
No, I currently.
So we had actually, you know what? At our age, we had a similar experience. We were expecting to bite into something cheesy and creamy, and we bit into something cheesy and mayonnaise-y. Like, it was terrible.
Mayonnaise, a lot of flavors.
It was so bad, dude. It was so bad. Oh, man. But now, like, mayonnaise has grown on me. You know, mustard to me is like, I can't do it. Maybe one day, maybe doing the mustard butter, maybe doing the hot pepper mustard. Maybe able to do it. You. I don't know.
You'll enjoy it. I know what you like now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, you know.
So back to you liking school lunches.
Okay.
You a hot ham and cheese guy?
I'm not.
If I like cold cuts to be cold cuts.
Same.
Like.
Now, let me ask you this, and this is something we never talked about. Post-Thanksgiving.
Okay.
There's ham in the fridge. Are you going to heat that ham up and throw it on a bun? I'm saying yes.
Okay, I'm going to. Okay, I'll let you finish her.
I'm saying yes because, like, I feel like the school hot ham and cheese, and I feel like making hot ham and cheese at home, it's coming from lunch meat.
Yeah.
And it's going to be watery. It's going to be shitty.
Yeah.
But I feel like a good slice of ham with a cheese slice on it.
Yeah.
Throw it in the oven and maybe crispen it a little bit or fry it in the skillet.
The heating of something like that depends on the thickness.
It matters.
The thickness of the, like if this is like shaved or like thinly sliced, cold cut. If it's a thick piece of ham, I'm going to warm that up.
Yeah. Are you going to eat it on a sandwich? Sometimes maybe. Maybe. Sometimes
it's a toss up. Depends on
sometimes
what
I'll cook
day.
Eggs with it and eat ham for breakfast.
I like ham for breakfast.
I mean, it's going to be Canadian bacon, essentially, correct?
But like, I like ham for bacon. I like ham for breakfast better than steak for breakfast.
Yeah.
I don't like steak and eggs.
No, I don't either.
Steak belongs at dinner.
No, I agree. There have been times.
Burn me the steak. Internet.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I mean, God, that threw me off, Gabe. I'm not going to do steak for breakfast. Steak's a dinner.
Steak's dinner. That's what I thought.
Typically for me, ham's a dinner.
But I will eat that for breakfast.
Yeah.
I think it's because.
Like, but it goes back to what I said too. I'm going to do salty for breakfast.
Yeah, and ham salty.
Yeah, I'm gladly doing salty for breakfast.
But at the same time, bacon can also be used for dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, you can throw a burger.
There are nuances here, and that's okay.
Yeah, but you're not going to eat bacon for dinner.
I could eat a bacon sandwich for dinner.
BLT?
BLT. I feel like BLT.
Is a BLT a breakfast food? Okay, now we're going into a realm here.
BLT.
This would be a good BLT debate to have on our Instagram. We need to make tomorrow. We need to make a
I will.
Story for people to vote. Is BLT a breakfast?
No. BLT is universal.
If you had
BLT is the in my eyes, a BLT is the universal food. The
if you all had to pick though, if you had to categorize it,
it could be breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
I'm not disagreeing, but like,
okay, for breakfast, I want just a BLT. For lunch, I want a BLT with chips. For dinner, BLT and fries.
I knew that's what you're gonna say. I agree.
I know. But for lunch, I want a pickle spear with it.
Yeah.
With my chips.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, universal.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
For breakfast, I want it on toast. For lunch, I want it on white bread. Or not white bread, but just not non-toasted bread. Dinner, whichever you're feeling.
Also, you're just switching up.
Yeah. I know that sounds stupid, but it's the truth.
A good BLT is.
There are a few things. We already had this tomato talk.
Okay.
But for lunch, like summertime, you're a teacher. I mean, this is me growing up.
Yeah.
Like doing outside work for my parents, coming inside. And you come in, you get a mom's made BLTs.
Yeah.
So you got bacon, lettuce.
Thick like, ass tomato.
Like dump truck size.
Yeah.
Like on that sandwich.
Yeah.
Like slather mayonnaise. Mm.
Yeah.
Son.
No, I agree. But like, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I never really put much thought into how universal a BLT is.
Universal.
And all it is. Meals.
And you know I'm not a Brenner guy.
I know. And we don't do it often either, you know.
Alyssa would if I wouldn't whine about it.
But
I whine about it because I don't want it.
So you couldn't do biscuits and gravy for dinner?
Nah.
There was a little bit of resolve there.
Just because I really like biscuits and gravy, but nah.
Fair enough. Yeah. You know, I would, but it's not my go-to.
Nah.
There are some people that look forward to breakfast or dinner, and like I'm not one of those guys. Nah. I haven't had breakfast dinner in years, but I'm not going to frown upon it if it comes about.
The kids want it every once in a while. Alyssa does it when I have to work late.
Yeah. Yeah,
but that's. I've enjoyed this conversation.
Oh, dude, it's been a fun conversation. You know, I
can't wait to be.
I
can't wait to be burned at the internetal stake.
Yeah, well,
for some of these
I want our listeners to chip in on this one. You know, Gabe and I'll make a post maybe on Instagram here after this episode releases, whenever it does release. Maybe we'll. What's your favorite dinner? What is your favorite breakfast? How was it served up? Is it a ancestral breakfast or dinner that has been in your life for all your life? Just like shit on a shingle for me. What's something nostalgic that you can throw at us in terms of breakfast or dinner?
Yeah.
You know, throw it at us.
How do you like your biscuits?
How do you like your biscuits? Do you like them big, small?
Big, small, breakfast, like breakfast versus
tomato
dinner.
Tomato gravy or just
I prefer my biscuits with strawberry jam, butter, and a little drizzle of honey.
Yeah. I'm just a butter guy. But as you guys can probably tell, I'm a plain Jane type of guy. But, you know, drop that, you know, anytime you guys feel free on contacting us, drop it in our inbox on Instagram. We're always checking it.
Anything that requests people to message us about.
Hey,
how you like a biscuit?
Listen to me.
We're asking people to message us about their biscuit preferences.
This has been an odd episode. And like, I'd be down, but you know what? Like, I want to know.
It's so funny. I know. I'm curious.
I am curious. Like, it's just one of those odd things. I'm like, I want to know, how do you guys like your biscuits? Like, hell, maybe some people like them burnt. I don't know.
It's only funny because shit. Like we can just create a poll on social media, but we're like our grandparents
probably explode.
We're like the new age version of grandparents. Like, write us a letter and tell us how you like your biscuits.
Exactly.
Shoot me an email.
So anyway, our email is whatsappalachian@gmail.com if you want to email us your biscuit preference and or steak versus ham argument, or if you just effing hate mustard, I don't know. Get at us and we'll have a discussion with you. I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait. just write a letter about your biscuit preference.
Send me with the biscuits. We love y'all as always. Thank y'all for tuning into our BS. This is Cody Greathouse signing off alongside my dumbass neighbor,
Gabe Brown.
I love y'all.